Let's start with the big question because we've been receiving a lot of queries about this. Is J&M halal?
Yes, we are. Our factory systems and procedures at the factory in Epping are strictly halal. Najma, we are certified with ICSA, which is the Islamic Council of South Africa.
And are all your products certified halal?
All our beef, ostrich and chicken products, which is manufactured in our factory, are strictly halal, but because our stores stock game biltong, which is kudu and springbok, considered the venison products, therefore the stores are not halal.
Okay, now when we talk about those stores, let's elaborate as to why some of them are not halal, because we have received queries of, you know, certain branches being able to produce a halal certificate and some not being able to produce a halal certificate.
I think the best way to say it is that we have 38 stores nationally, and they're all halal friendly. The reason for this is that some of our stores stock the kudu and springbok range, and therefore we cannot have a certificate at store level. So just to be clear about it, our factory is certified by ICSA. We have an halal certificate. All the procedures are strictly halal. But our stores, because they have to stock the game biltong, they are considered halal friendly. So we don't have a certificate at the stores, except for three stores. Stores in the Promenade in Mitchell's Plain and our Kenilworth store. Those three stores don't stock game products because the sales of game biltong is not considerable. So we've decided not to stock it at those three stores. And at those three stores, we have a halal certificate per outlet. Two of our stores, they're considered halal friendly. We cannot get a certificate because we stock the game products for sales to our other customers. We manufacture our own biltong. So the factory, we own the factory in Epping, and we manufacture all our beef products, and that is strictly halal. So ICSA comes to us on a monthly basis and they audit us, they visit us, all our procedures are in place, our suppliers are all halal beef suppliers, and we have a certificate at the factory, and therefore we make our own products. The game, the kudu and the springbok, that is outsourced. So there's a third-party supplier that manufactures that, and then obviously the stores stock it. So the minute we stock it, we cannot get a certificate at stores. But what we have done is we have designed the stores with a display cabinet that is completely separate to our beef product. So to answer the cross-contamination concerns, we keep it in a completely separate cabinet.
And on that point of cross-contamination, I'm quite curious to understand, when your staff members come in for training purposes, and it's very crucial because I think often our listeners are confronted with, you know, staff of J&M on a regular basis. Are they up to date with your halal policy?
Yes, I understand that and respect that. And that's why our policies and our training manuals, they all include our halal status and procedures. We have monthly sales meetings with the senior sales lady of the stores, and they obviously, there's training done with the second assistant at stores, and every staff member should know the procedure. We are very up to date with our training manuals and our procedures. So each store is equipped with a letter from head office, and the letter states that our factory and our beef products is halal. Okay, and they are more than welcome to come and view the certificate at the factory. Okay, but because of the stocking of the game biltong, the store doesn't have a certificate. So I think that I don't know if there's an isolated incident with one of the staff members that might be a trainee and they weren't up to scratch. But I would almost say 99% of our staff know the procedure. There is a letter at each store. They can show the customer that letter, but unfortunately we can't copy the certificate. It's not allowed by ICSA laws, and therefore we've gone to the second best step where there's a letter explaining that our factory and our beef products is 100% halal.
Responding to the queries now on J&M's halal status is ICSA's Sheikh Fuad Hendricks. How long has J&M been certified by ICSA?
Plus minus 10 years, Najma Bibi. We are certifying only the halal plant. Joburg and Monti have a non-halal site, which we have no dealings with. We are not interested in that. We are only monitoring and certifying the halal site of Joburg. So when we speak about Joburg and Monti, we speak about the halal site. There is a non-halal site, and in the non-halal site, obviously, they have the beef and the stuff on the game, and it's totally separated from the halal site. So I can only speak from Joburg and Monti. I might speak as a businessman, and remember, he's not a Muslim, so he's concerned about his business and his halal site, obviously. But me, as a Muslim, we are, you know, concerned, and the thing that we have put in place is, like, for instance, the Muslim staff. We have put the 10, I guess, over more 10 Muslim staff, if I'm correct. It's more than 10, you know? And they separate, separate staff from the non-halal side. And as my BBA, as an inspector, as an imam, as a Muslim, that is my job here. That is what we are doing there. And for your information and for the listeners out there, that for the 10 years, we didn't have any problems with Jobair and Monty. Mm. When they came aboard, we have been on board. Mr. Adams, before us, he has been there. I mean, I've been with him that time already. So from my side as a Muslim, I've got no problems. I will eat the halal certified bolton from Jobair and Monty at any time.
Now, I asked this question because, Sheikh, we had one of our listeners go to, I think, one of the branches at J&M, and they were unable to produce a certificate. I understand what you're saying, that, you know, you're dotting all the I's, you're crossing all the T's to make sure that you're checking to make sure there's no cross-contamination. But how do we assure our listeners that, you know what, even though J&M may not have a certificate to show, for example, at the Canal Walk branch, that they are halal? Because we don't want a hoax message going around now saying that they're not halal.
Can assure your listener, ICSA is certifying them, and ICSA inspector is going to the main branch, and that is the assurance that we can give from our side. But Jobair and Monty, they have the right to sell their bolt-on to whoever they want to, and we cannot coerce them in certifying outlets out there. But we can assure the listeners that if there is an ICSA logo on there, then that has a that came from the and everything is pre-packed, you vacuum packed before it gets to the dispatch when it goes out to the outlets and so on. But we advise our listeners out there to buy from an outlet which is certified ICSA. If ICSA's certificate is not there, then they should not buy. They should buy where the certificate is. Then we can take responsibility for that particular outlet. For now, we're talking about the factory, and we can say with a clear conscience that is 100% halal.
Now, the problem with the outlets is, as I've mentioned, is the fact that when someone doesn't see a certificate, automatically there's panic that spreads. So perhaps if you can, you know, speak to our listeners and say to them that if they have any queries with regards to products that are certified by ICSA, maybe directing them to ICSA direct.
We will be very happy with that. We've never ever refused to answer any questions at any particular time. And that's why our motto here at ICSA is that halal is very important, and so is other dealings of our listeners there. Whether it is interest, whether it is gambling, whether it is zina, haram is haram, and we try to steer people away from all types of haram, not only but the eating, you know?
ICSA Sheikh Najjar also commented on the issue of J&M.
Mas, I first of all want to thank you for contacting us regarding this. We highly appreciate it, and we thank you. I would suggest anyone that wants to sort of have more information about a particular product that ICSA certifies, you can gracefully refer them to us. We will try to handle it directly with the person in Inshallah. And if it's possible, we are even prepared to invite the person to our office to sit down with us and explain to us what is the concern. And in the same time, also, what is to me very important is also the interaction between an individual and ICSA.
So, Sheikh Najjar, from you as ICSA, a message to our listeners to say, listen, before you go sharing messages, come and speak to us. That's what I'm trying to get here.
I think it's all about, like the Quran is speaking, that Da'akum Fasikum Binabain, whenever somebody comes to you with information, verify it. Right? So, that is the request we have. And you know, Natma, unfortunately, sometimes the human nature is when it comes to the third party or the third person, it is much more different than what is original is. So I would suggest to the listener, inshallah, that whenever there is a query and it's pertaining to a certification or a product that is certified, please contact us. We're only happy to assist you wherever we can. And like I say to you, we even prepare to invite the person to our offices and sit down with the person and maybe interact with the person to the level whereby we learn from him and he learn from us.